here's a story from The World.
Vice President Kamala Harris went to El Paso, Texas today. It was her first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border as vice president.
Hi, everyone. Well, it's good to be back in Texas. And I am honored to be joined by Secretary Mayorkas.
She says her visit was to see for herself the effects of U.S.-bound immigration.
And so we are here today to address and to talk about what has brought people to the U.S. border.
Harris toured a Customs and Border Protection processing facility and met with young unaccompanied minors and Border Patrol agents. She then met with immigration rights activists and NGOs. But for months, she's received criticism from lawmakers from both parties who said she waited too long to visit the border, like Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas speaking to Fox News this week.
91 days ago, she was named as border czar in charge of the border crisis, and she demonstrated strong leadership by doing not a damn thing, by going nowhere near the border, by doing everything she could to hide from the crisis.
There was also criticism about the location Harris chose to visit. Some argue the Rio Grande Valley would have been the better choice. That's where a higher number of migrants have approached the border. Chief Rosendo Hinojosa is a former chief of the Rio Grande Valley Border Patrol sector. He's also a longtime critic of the Biden administration. Speaking to Fox News, he said,
"She's showing up at the wrong address, like our Representative Henry Cuellar said."
Harris responded,
"What is happening here in El Paso really is, in many ways, highlights many of the facets on the issue of immigration. It is here in El Paso that the previous administration's child separation policy was unveiled. And so we've seen the disastrous effects of that right here in this region."
Former President Donald Trump is set to make his own visit to the border next week with Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott.